This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio, where we can get into the nitty-gritty. In just a few minutes, we're going to dive into some of the Joe Rose Show, talking to former Canes quarterback, and now a guy who's doing some interesting stuff. We'll just leave it at that in the sports world. Kenny Kelly. Then the Dan Le Batard Show talks to Fernando Tatis Sr. about his son and baseball's unwritten rules. Then Hawk and Crowder break out the brooms and sweep heat. Right now, let's break out some headlines. Despite hurting his shoulder, Jimmy Butler returned and helped lead the Heat to a sweep of the Pacers 99-87. Miami will play the winner of the Bucks Magic Series. Fall high school sports practice has begun in Florida. Football season can start as early as September 4th. The Marlins defeated the Nationals yesterday 11-8. Miami leads the Mets 3-0 in the third. Despite showing positive signs in practice, Tua Tagovailoa remains the number two quarterback for the Dolphins behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. Season opens September 13th in New England. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, it's the Jazz versus the Nuggets at 6:30. Utah leads that series 3-1. Then the Mavs take on the Clips at 9. That series is tied at 2. Usain Bolt has tested positive for COVID-19 after hosting a mask-free birthday party at his house in Jamaica last week. He is now self-isolating. And now, let's take a step into the day spa. A girl in Greece had to be rescued after being swept out to sea while riding an inflatable unicorn. She should have known. Unicorns have magic powers. After having his water shut off, a California man used cases of beer to protect his house from oncoming wildfires. No! Alcohol abuse. A four-year-old in West Virginia recently hit a hole-in-one on a par three. Already that kid has me beat athletically. Now on to weather. Tonight's forecast, cloudy with temperatures in the mid-80s. This morning, special treat on the Joe Rose Show, talking to former Kane QB Kenny Kelly about High Lie. Yes, High Lie. Also, trash talking, playing multiple sports, and throwing the rock to Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, Bubba Franks, and even more.
By the way, man, what a story you've had for playing two sports. Not only playing a lot of games for the Canes in 98 and 99 for people who forgot, but also playing minor league baseball. You were a second-round pick for Tampa Bay and made it to the big leagues after stopping, which is the ultimate goal. And now in High Line. I didn't even know you were still in town, Kenny. Tell me about how the heck you got into High Line.
Well, I tell you what, you know, man, I received an email about 3 years ago, and it was basically from the Havoc family and the Magic City administrative staff, and basically with the idea of bringing High Line back, and but they wanted to bring it back with a little twist. They wanted to bring back some former athletes, not only former athletes, but they wanted to bring back some former UM athletes, and I just thought it was a good opportunity for me to be able to come back to my roots. I miss Miami. The city of Miami is always good to me. I love my UM family, and I just saw the opportunity for me to learn another professional sport. I remember my grandfather back in the day when I was young used to take me to Tampa High Line there in Tampa, Florida. So I have vivid memories of the game and when it was brought to me on an opportunity to be able to learn it and play on a professional level. And I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's one thing to watch highlight. It's another thing to get out there and actually play. What was the hardest thing for you when it came to going out there and actually trying to master highlight? What was the hardest thing for you?
The hard part about highlight is what really intrigued me. You know, the fact that, you know, learning this sport is not an easy sport. I mean, you're trying to catch 100 miles probably a ball with a wooden cesta, you know, basket. So I think the hardest part for me I think for everybody else is really just understanding the game. You know, the catching and throwing part for me was a little bit easy because I played the game of baseball. So, you know, it was kind of easy for me to read the balls, read the short hops and stuff like that. But I mean, as these guys are getting better, you know, you just can't go out there and just throw and catch, man. You got to throw shots. You have to set guys up. You have to play. Sometimes it's a chess game out there. And it just brings me back to my baseball days and my football days as well.
Hey, Kenny, the other part, because I have played this game and I loved it at Dania Highlight and Miami Highlight when it used to be hot, was you can't catch that ball directly at you. It's got to be off the side, because if that thing ever hits you, as you know, that it's real close to being over. I mean, it's got to be off the side making the catch, either off the back wall or as you said, the short hops.
Well, it's all about placement, you know, being in the right position. You know, I'm putting yourself in the right position to be able to make the easy catch. Sounds easier than it is, but the game it definitely helped me, because obviously it gets me back into competition mode. You know, I feel like I'm still young, and just the competitive part of the sport and just the learning new friends and getting to know some guys. You know, I think that was the ultimate blessing for me.
Hey Kenny, who's of all the Canes that are involved now, because there's some former baseball players for the Canes, some football guys, who's the best of the group? Who's taking over as the new Joey?
Oh, man, I will tell you this. Somebody really, really impressed me. He's really turned around from season one to season now is Darryl Rowe, you know, a.k.a. Tennessee. You know, he was a national championship pitcher for UM back in the day, and this is a guy that you know, first year or two was, I'm not going to say it was bad, but he was average. He was beatable, if that made sense. Now, you know, when you step out on the court against him, man, it's like playing freaking, you know, Kawhi Leonard court or something. You know you're in for a battle. But you have guys like Tenard, you know, Davis was playing really well, but most of the UM guys are playing really, really well. You know, season after season, we all continue to get better.
Is there trash talking between you and the guys out there? There's got to be a little bit of trash talking, right?
Oh, a little bit? No, it's a lot of trash. You know, that's all I do, Joe, man. That's all I do, Zach, man. Hey, man, it's a lot of trash talking out, but it's all in fun. But, you know, those are things that kind of bring us back to our UM days. You know, the practices that we used to have at UM was so very competitive, and I mean, you know, we balled our butts off, and it's the same here. I mean, you come to one of our highlight practices, you know, if it's me and Tenard Davis or me and Les or whoever, it's a fierce battle. You know, it's like we're out there playing for money. And so you know, yeah, but the competitive part about it is great, because all our UM boys, that's what we like to do. You know, we talk trash but have fun.
So Kenny, I got to take you back, because there's a lot of parents going through this in a day now where a child grows up and plays one sport. That's all they do. They play a year round down here. You are a two-sport star athlete at quarterback and baseball. Would you do it all over again the same way, or would you have given one sport up earlier?
I think about that all the time, and I tell you, back in the day, brother, I played four sports in high school. I won state in three sports. I had Division I offers in all four sports, football, basketball, baseball, and track. I didn't have an off season. I didn't have a lot of hangout and girlfriend time. You know, I was really focused on what I had to do on the field and off the field. But I tell you, as a coach right now, some of the best athletes are the multi-sport athletes. And I always encourage kids to play multiple sports. And if I had to do it again, yes, I would do it again. Because there's other factors when you talk about playing multiple sports. Each sport comprehends every other sport. So one sport can make you better than the other. And not only that, but it teaches discipline, off the field, relationships and stuff like that. And the thing, the biggest thing about being in sports and playing all the sports is that right now, still to this day, I have friends that I've met 20, 30, 40 years ago that I met on a baseball diamond, or on a basketball court, or on a football field. These are some of my, still my long life friends that I met in Little League sports. And if I wouldn't have been playing, I wouldn't have met some of the, my great friends I have today.
I just was looking back last night because I totally forgot who you played with. How about throwing to Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne, and Bubba Franks, all first-round picks in the same damn – kidding me?
Man, I tell you, I've been blessed, you know, my career. Not only in football, you know, like you said, I mean, there was times we were – my scout team, I remember my first week at UM scout team, and I think it was my first snap under the center and scout team, and I looked to my left, I got Reggie Wayne. I looked to my right, I got Santana Moss, and I got Bubba Franks. And I looked behind me, I got Najee Davenport and Clinton Portis in the backfield. And then I looked to my right, I got Martin Bibler. And it's like, you know, all these guys at the time, you didn't realize how great they were going to be. And I feel blessed. And, you know, it takes me back to my baseball days, man. You know, I played with some of the great guys. I played with Ken Griffey Jr., Ichiro Suzuki, Mike Cameron. You know, these guys, I've been blessed to be able to share a lot of them with.
Kenny, I hope you got some signed pictures or some baseball cards out of that damn thing, man. You're a very unique situation, man, to get back into minor league baseball and make it to the major leagues, man. Just a really great story. So listen, man, we got to get out to Magic City Casino Highlight to see you now, man. Once we get you back healthy and ready to go, we want to see all those Canes guys. I didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah, man, they're trying to get the word out. And, yeah, it's definitely exciting. You know, now with the virus going on, you know, they're not having any fans or whatever. But I tell you, last season was exciting. Season after season, there was more fans coming, a lot more people betting. The sport is getting a lot more electric because we're getting, you know, better. The Havanick family in Magic City is nothing but first class. I tell you, I enjoy going to that place every day. They treat us first class, and you can't ask for anything better.
Yep, it's the third season right now, Magic City Highlights, running through November 30th. MagicCityCasino.com is the website, by the way, for more details. WatchAndWager.com is how you wager on the mobile sites for it. But, Kenny, also, you know, in this world that we have fantasy football and fantasy basketball and fantasy everything, we now have Fantasy Highlight, which will definitely help out in fantasy. It's fantasyhighlight.com, the website. You got to enter by Thursday. All the matches are from Thursday to Sunday. That's got to be pretty exciting, too, to start this whole new Fantasy Highlight thing, and you be a part of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Just to be the first crew that they actually get this thing started back up, this is something I can always tell my grandchildren and you know, and family and from generations on down. You know, I feel blessed to be a part of this opportunity, and we're hoping that, you know, with a bunch of athletes out there running around, throwing our bodies around, tearing ACLs, pulling muscles, you know, that, you know, we give the crowd the excitement that they really need, you know, and that this sport can really bring.
Kenny, thank you, buddy. It's great having you, getting caught up on everything, man. Thank you so much. You get healthy and stay healthy, bud.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, guys, man. I love your show, man. I listen to you all the time, bro. You all are awesome and always appreciative. Thanks, guys.
Once an athlete, always an athlete. Once a class act, always a class act. Kenny Kelly right there with the Joe Rose Show. Joe Rose, once a class act, always a class act. Nah, I don't know about all that. Speaking of class acts, got some Dan Levitard action headed your way.
When he starts playing at the Little League down here in the Dominican Republic, I see him, you know, there's something very, very special in this kid.
Fernando Tatis Senior going to be talking about his son, who is playing for the San Diego Padres right now and been quite controversial as of late. He'll explain about more of that in 5 minutes here on the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio that you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and happy birthday to the bassist, Gene Simmons, 71 years old. I could have played rock and roll all night, but I figured why not mix it up a little bit and give you a little bit of Detroit Rock City. Come on, come on, come on. Gene Simmons, huge tongue, huge marketer. Dude's done it all. Made some pretty big albums, too. So, happy birthday to Kisses. Gene Simmons. I'm sure he's finding a way to market his birthday right now and make millions and millions and millions of dollars that I'll probably never get to see, millions and millions of dollars. But once again, 71 years old, Gene Simmons. You are the man. Dan the Man Levitard. He is on from 10 to noon right here on 560 weekdays. Earlier today, he and the guys caught up with a guy who I used to watch when he played for the Rangers back in the day when I was a kid, Fernando Tatis Sr. I am now enjoying watching his son, Junior, do some bad things on the baseball field. And I don't just mean like he's a bad man. He does some bad things, like breaks a lot of unwritten baseball's rules, which I kind of like a little bit. So Fernando Tatis Sr. talks about his son, about the Padres, who his son plays for, baseball's unwritten rules, and they kind of get into a Spanish-English conundrum. Let's just put it that way.
The Tatis family has handed down baseball over the generations, and one of the great young stars in the game right now is not on the line with, but his dad is. His father is comes from our favorite time in baseball, 90s baseball.
I don't even think I'm insulting him by saying the sequel is better than the original.
Well, I think he knows that his son's amazing, and that's no offense to Fernando Tatis, who himself was better than his own father at baseball, because his own father came, Fernando, thank you for joining us. Your own father, did he ever make it to the major leagues?
No, thank you for having me, guys. But my father never made it to the major leagues.
And so you...
He only played AAA.
And so he plays only AAA, but you get to the big leagues and you play with the Rangers and the Cardinals, the Orioles, the Mets, and the Expos. When did you know how good your son was at baseball?
When they start playing. When he starts playing at the Little League down here in the Dominican Republic, I see him, you know, there's something very, very special in this kid. Because when he played with the other kids by his age, he was way better then. So, you know, I see this kid is something that I got to keep my eyes on it. From that day, I believed, you know, it was something very special in Junior.
How does Fernando Tatis feel when his son is traded to the Padres for, you know, with an old James Shield?
This is the bigger trade for me that AJ makes. Because Junior not even throw one professional ball yet, and he got traded for the guy that been in the big league and been successful. So to realize, for make that trade, you need to have some very good eyes. Because trade a guy that never throw the ball and the professional, and who knows what Junior can be. I give a lot of credit to AJ, because look at what happened to Junior right now.
What do you make of the recent criticism of your son swinging late in games, hitting a grand slam? I think it's nonsense, the unwritten rules of baseball. How have you experienced the criticism, the recent criticism of some of the stuff your son has done?
I look at it this way. I don't see anything wrong in that, and I don't believe and he did anything wrong either. And this game is about scoring some runs for win, and we play this game to win.
They made him apologize, Fernando. They made him apologize. They made him. Your son had to get out there and apologize because all of these people are protecting their precious game. His dad can't be having that. You don't like that. Let your son swing the bat up 10-3.
That's what we're looking for, you know? We're looking for something good happen in the game. I don't believe the fans pay for see players walking to the base. I believe the fans, the great fans, pay for something new happen every day. They want to see some home run. They want to see some people score. They want to see, you know, a player make a good play. They don't want to see people walking to the base. And I look at this way. What was the difference to hit a home run at the first pitch and to hit it 3-0 count? It's no different.
That's coming from a man with two grand slams in an inning. Thank you, Fernando.
Right.
I appreciate you protecting your son, a Padre, protecting a Padre. Me gusta. Thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, Fernando Tatis Jr., you saw the rage of a father. Did we... Did we rub two sticks together to get on SportsCenter with outraged father? Did we miss our window on outraged father commenting on unwritten rules as a sports topic?
I'll email it internally, see if anybody wants.
Do you think anyone will bite? Or that was last week's topic. We can't do that this week. We just rubbed two sticks together trying to get Fernando Tatis Sr. in his second language to rail against unwritten rules in baseball, and he kind of did. Right?
Yeah, kind of.
I kind of dropped the ball. I wish I asked him if he had a Sean Connery.
The thing that just happened there is by accident, we did fake Latino accents for an hour, and then he came on in his second language and tried to talk about his son, and I can imagine what the reaction to that is, because
yeah, it's mean.
He's fighting his way through his second language. My father got nearly a decade of that, trying to do a show on television as a guy who's got an engineering degree, people just hammering him with how dumb he is, he's trying to fight his way through on his second language. I asked Mike in the middle of that, and this is why this is difficult, Stugatz. Mm-hmm. I asked Mike in the middle of that, should I go to Spanish? And Mike sort of like literally wiped his hands of the whole thing. He's like, your call if you do that. And my Spanish isn't good enough for me to try to interview him in Spanish and then try to translate what it is that he's saying without totally falling apart on the air.
Look at that. We weren't willing to be as vulnerable in our second language because you grew up here in the United States as Fernando Tatis was, so that was a cool idea.
And thank you, all of you, who I'm sure are being critical of that, because it's not the English language interview that you want. But this is something that goes back a ways in this sport, where, you know, guys come over here and they don't want to learn English, and they have to get a translator sometimes, and people think that they should learn English. But when they try to learn English, they're learning it in this country. They're learning it when it's harder to learn, because the easiest time to learn a language for the human brain is before 6 years old. A guy comes over here and tries to do these interviews. A lot of times the Latin guys both distrust the media and are afraid to do media because they fear what happens when they do that kind of interview, where they're trying to convey, you know, something as big as parental pride, a father's right. pride of his son, but it's hard to do in your second
language. Oh, it's super vulnerable. I understand all the Spanish that's being spoken about me. I can't even tell you the amount of conversations I've had in Miami where someone's speaking to me in perfect Spanish and I'm speaking back in perfect English. We both understand each other. We're both cautious because we don't like how we sound in our second language, and we just don't even go there. So credit to the people that do.
Ask him that same question about his son in Spanish, the criticism he's getting, and he will like
those
people.
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
See, this is what I wanted to do that with him, but I was legitimate. I'm not making this up. This is how it happened in real time, because we bolted on that interview early, and my guess is because Mike was feeling it in sure. the other room, because 4 minutes of second language you guys weren't abiding as an entertainment thing, and I get that. But what I'm telling you is that I went to college, I studied languages, plural. I grew up in a household where my grandparents didn't speak English. The primary language my parents speak with each other is still Spanish. I did not feel comfortable trying to do that interview, rescue it, by asking him a question in Spanish that would then get a Spanish response and I would have had to translate it. I did not have the confidence to do that after 20 years of doing radio. I had to bail on that entire interview because I was too vulnerable to do it.
I agree with you, Dan. Mi español es malo y moi francés is mal. Comme si, comme ça. Let's just leave it at that. I'm like that. I can understand it well, especially like my Cajun grandmother and my Cajun mom. But speaking back, it starts turning into a one-way conversation. And I usually probably sound pretty, 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 pretty dumb. Somebody that's pretty, 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 pretty smart, Hawk, along with Crowder.
Always late.
I don't know. It breaks up in my headphones. I don't even know if I'm on half the time. I try to keep the intensity.
Okay, maybe we didn't sound like geniuses there, but you'll hear more of that and the sweet sweep the Heat had next on the Best of the Joe Show.
Oh.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Would like to wish a happy birthday to a member of the band that you're hearing right now, a band out of Great Britain by the name of the Klaxons. This is their song, Golden Scans. Oh, yeah, and the birthday goes to James Wrighton. He is 37, and he is in this band, the Klaxons. Once again, Golden Scans. Always enjoy some good Brit pop. Klaxons, Golden Scans, happy birthday again, 37 years old, James Wrighton. Always enjoy some Hawk and Crowder afternoons from 2 to 6 now here on 560 The Joe. Always having fun. What were the guys talking about today? Sweep, sweep, sweep. But there's a little bit of lag time. Solana's got that confidence, probably because he's got us a heat, sweet, sweep montage for you.
Crystal, Jimmy Butler says he only cares about winning. He went to the Heat. So I don't even know how those two sentences marry each other.
First of all, Joy, they have two undrafted players in their starting five.
And?
They can't shoot.
You think that was the right move to leave Philly and go to Miami for him personally?
I think it's absolutely the wrong move.
Jimmy Butler, look, I'm just going to be honest. My opinion, a very selfish move for him to leave a team when you talk about the 76ers who possibly had an ability to go and win, especially in the Eastern Conference.
And then you go to Miami. Miami's not going to be better than Philadelphia.
Playoff
you team? Say, you say they may, maybe not.
Does he make the playoffs next year?
Well, that was determined, Amy, that was a lie. No, Jimmy Butler will not make the playoffs.
Listen, Jimmy Butler's a great athlete. They play. It's
just up two All-Stars.
And then nobody else who can shoot. Who can shoot? Who can shoot? Who can shoot?
There is nobody in the Miami Heat who is significant unless they win. And Miami is not going to win.
Kind of a loser move for me, but hey. Best of luck to you, Jimmy. Ball out.
Here are Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat in.
Can book a vacation.
Sure, I believe the Miami Heat will be going home in the first round.
Crystal, Jimmy Butler says he only cares about winning. He went to the Heat.
They have two undrafted players in their starting five.
Kind of a loser move for me.
So guess what? If I have to eat my words, then he is going to have a first round exit.
And Miami is not going to win.
Bring out the brooms.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's our broadcast of Game 4 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals between Miami and Indiana, playing at the Fieldhouse on the NBA campus in Orlando, Florida. Duncan Robinson squares for three, and Duncan says, there it is, I got you from downtown. Totter, deep corner, Nunn's first shot. Welcome to the postseason, Kendrick Nunn with a three ball. Duncan Robinson. Robinson goes in. Robinson into Bam with a two-hand jam. And Bam slams it down. Totter along the baseline. Totter into the corner. Iguodala wide open three. Got it to go. Andre Iguodala with a big three ball. And Miami up by 10 now. Totter, little step around. Totter into the lane. Totter, scoop shot. Got it to go. Totter for Miami.
He's learning what playoff basketball is all about, the intensity level. And then offensively, he's a serious weapon for us.
Dragic on the right wing. Dragic drives on Miles Turner, fakes it, puts it up off the glass, up and in. Got Turner too deep under the basket. Heat up 95-87. And that is the ball game. The Miami Heat with a sweep of the Indiana Pacers with a 99-87 victory. Here tonight, Miami advances to the best of seven Eastern Conference semifinal against the winner of the Milwaukee-Orlando series.
We're confident. I don't want us to ever get comfortable. I want us to keep getting better every single day.
100%, I think our team can get to another gear. That's from everybody. Everybody's got to pick it up.
Everybody's just got to be locked in and just prepare for this next series.
The most important thing was we got the win tonight and we're able to close the series. And then as you move on, competition, raises and your game has to raise as well.
Jimmy when he came to Miami.
And loser move.
Loser move! Losers advancing after a sweep. We're all going to sing this together. You feeling it, Solana?
Oh, you know I'm feeling it.
You feeling it, Dan Day? Is Dan Day there?
I'm here. I'm feeling it, baby.
But no Crowder's feeling it.
Oh, boy. Sweeping people.
Here we go. You know what we say.
Heat!
You're always late.
Heat! I don't know. It breaks up in my headphones. I don't even know if I'm on half the time. I try to keep the intensity.
Can't seem to get that right, can we?
Goodness gracious.
Everybody's on lag time, so nobody knows when the next person's gone. I don't know. It's all confused.
The Heat's got it right, though.
I think that's what makes
it
beautiful.
The Heat has it right.
Heat's got it right. It's all that matters if the Heat got it right. Are the Heat better than we thought, or are the Pacers a lot worse than people thought? Because hold on a second.
Heat! Say it like a second earlier.
Heat!
Heat!
I have to go back on the podcast and listen to how bad it sounds. Because in my headphones, I'm right on the mark. Are the Heat better than we thought they were? Like they're good. We knew they were good, but I said this to you yesterday. So I don't want to call Bam and Jimmy and Goran a big three, but they're a formidable three without question, right?
Like yes. That's for sure.
They've got talent on this team, man.
They do. Until there was early in the series, I thought the Pacers were a lot better than I saw yesterday.
Right.
You know, where there's like, is Victor really a star? I don't think the Pacers have.
He
a legit
certainly
star.
Didn't look like it in this. Well, Sabonis is really good, but he's been injured. But Oladipo did not look good in this series. But his timing may be off because he missed so much time too.
Yeah, we're gonna see now because now we get the big boys. We have to wait no more. We're about to get the big boys coming up here next series. But Hawk, I think the Pacers weren't that good. I don't want to bring down our Heat love and our excitement, but the Pacers weren't that good.
I will say the Bucks don't scare you, do they?
No. Can the Heat do they scare me? Giannis scares me because Giannis can go crazy.
Sure.
Do they scare me where, hey, this series is just over, let's hang it up, good season? Hell no.
Right.
No.
Like they're not going to roll the Heat. I don't think there's any chance that the Bucks come in and roll the Heat in four games.
No way they sweep them.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody takes that bet, but no way they sweep them.
Solana, you want to get headlines? Because we got a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. Today's going to be a loaded potato. Obviously, we all brought our brooms because of the sweep. But let's get headlines here with our own Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, I bought my broom. What'd you say? Brought my boom?
I said bought my broom, and then I changed it to brought my broom.
Okay. Good start there, Ryu.
All right. I mean, I didn't think it was that egregious an error. It wasn't exactly like going out and renting an ascot, but go ahead.
Montage every damn day. Now you're getting sassy.
I know this isn't where we probably would have thought we'd start today since the Heat swept the Pacers yesterday. There's a lot of NBA news, but I feel like this is important news around the world. Lionel Messi, widely considered one of the greatest soccer players ever, Barcelona star. Barcelona has confirmed that Messi has communicated to them that he wants out of the club. They are confirming that news today. So big news in the soccer world. I know you guys don't care, but that is that is LeBron James. No, but that is LeBron James telling.
No, I get it. I get it. Cavs, but you nailed it with we don't care.
Yeah, no, I know.
Correct.
I know. But I mean, this is LeBron James, James Harden. Like, this is the biggest star in the world, arguably.
I gotcha.
He doesn't want to play anymore for the club that he's been at since he's 14 years old. I mean, this
I'm
is big news.
Jack in The Shining. I've just been typing over and over while you've been giving that story. I don't care. I have sheets and sheets of paper that say I don't care.
Isn't Messi old? He's not that dude anymore. He's old.
No, I mean, he's not old. In his...
This is Michael Jordan.
No, he's sucking you into this conversation. I don't care. I really don't care. The Heat swept. The Marlins won. We're going to figure out if Messi's old or not. I don't care.
When my kids come and tell me about something that happened on a cartoon, I listen and I kind of give them some feedback. I'm trying to give them Solana, the eight-year-old, nine-year-old treatment.
Goodness.
Let's get to the Miami Heat. Yeah. Swept the Pacers 99-87 yesterday. Four-game sweep. First series win for Miami since 2016, but... unfortunately, guys, the big news, Jimmy, he has, according to Spoelstra, a soft tissue shoulder injury. We saw him leave yesterday in the game. He returned, but clearly wasn't himself. The Heat are saying no MRI is needed at this time.
All right. And he's going to have plenty of time to get better, too, because I think that we're not going to start till what, Saturday, maybe, at the earliest?
At the earliest, because the NBA released their Friday schedule and the Heat weren't a part of it. So we're not, we're looking more likely than not at a Saturday or maybe even Monday start time for round two between the Heat and what we expect to be the Bucks.
Hawk, you asked me about fear. I fear the Heat going without Jimmy into Milwaukee.
Correct. I mean, you don't want to go into Milwaukee or Boston, right? After what you saw, what Jimmy did here, like, you need Jimmy and Goran. Like, you need, I mean, you saw Indiana without Sabonis, right? I mean, you lose one of your superstars, it's a totally different team. But if they're not doing an MRI, and he came back and played in the second half, like, so he's definitely got a little bit of a shoulder issue, but he's gonna have 4 or 5 days to get better. Like, it's perfect.
You said the Marlins won, and they did. They beat the Nationals 11-8 yesterday, guys. They take 3 of 5 games versus Washington.
Did your testicles drop overnight? Because, I mean, you're coming out, the way you're even announcing it, Marlins won another. You've got something going on. You put me in my place quickly. Like, what happened?
This is my job. I take it serious. You guys know that.
You got a little whoopee. You got a little...
Is that what happened? Now. Is that what happened?
He got a little whoopee.
Because he is rolling in this club like he owns it. You mentioned the Marlins won. Marlins did win.
Your old lady, her day off was today. Y'all had a night last night. Come on now. We're all boys here.
The Marlins, they begin a 4-game series versus the Mets today. It's a doubleheader, fellas. Game one is at 5:10 p.m., followed by game two at 8:10 p.m.
I think you may have had a doubleheader yesterday.
Hi-yo! Solana got that confidence. I like it. I like it a lot. I've got confidence in the Dolphins quarterbacks, Fitzy and Tua. Fitzy, he recently talked about Tua.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. And it's, you know, I know it's your guys' job to look at and evaluate every single day and every throw. But, you know, it's something for us as quarterbacks and for me, I just like to see progress, and sometimes it's not necessarily a completion, but it's the thought process and making sure the ball's going to the right spot at the right time, you know. So some things are not going to look pretty, but it's the right decision, and that's, for me, a step in the right direction. Sometimes you're going to see a long touchdown or something and it wasn't necessarily the right play, so you guys are going to laud it, but maybe it wasn't, you know, what we're trying to get done. So there's a lot of different parts of the evaluation process. And for me, I just like to see, you know, first of all, confidence, and make a mistake, get out there, you know, put it behind you and go play the next play. And I like that a lot about him. And then secondly, just the progression of, is he going to the right place? Is he going on time? And we're making a lot of progress in that area too. And I think that's the offense in general, and everybody getting a better grasp of it as we're moving forward. Receivers are doing a good job being in the right spot, and quarterbacks are doing a decent job in finding them as well.
September 13th, Dolphins, Patriots. You can hear it right here on 560 The Joe. Had a bunch of tea today because the coffee machine's not working at the radio station, but I'm feeling good. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go take a walk, go watch some sports, maybe watch some Netflix Down to Earth with Zac Efron and some Trailer Park Boys episodes, you know, culture. And then get ready for tomorrow, where I'll be back 6 o'clock to do it again with you on the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.